Welcome back here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, only boys and girls if you're on the way to school this morning. It is the Morning Wake-Up with Dave Ackerley, 1320 WILS, and always happy to welcome in from Fox News, their legal analyst, Lise Wheel with Legalese here. Good morning, Lise.
Good morning.
We're going to tackle the weighty subjects of the day, also some of these as well, that are always sometimes a little bit fun and a little bit creepy, and we're going to start off with a creepy one here, and this is a woman who uncovered a two-way mirror in the bar when she went to the ladies' room.
In the ladies' room, oh. I know. I mean, it's like the one place, that, you know, in the, out, right. When you're out in public that you expect is going, you totally expect it's going to be private. Yeah, you know, the bar owner said, look, the mirror's been there for 15 years. It's, you know, it's just part of our freaky reputation and all that. We're not recording anything like that. This is just a fun house. If you don't like it, you know, you can go, well, you know, blank yourself. And so, but, you know, I looked at the law, and there are unauthorized video recordings, peeping Tom laws, voyeurism laws in Illinois. Now, I don't think they violated any laws because they weren't actually recording anything, but it's just creepy. You're right. I mean, that's the one place you expect, the restroom there. Nobody's going to be looking at you.
No one's going to be looking at you, and yet now bars make a big deal. And by the way, on the guy's side, they do stuff in there, too. They have, you know, now they have plasma screens in front to get you, what, to hang around a little longer doing your business? The point is to get in and get out, but I mean, you don't have to miss a minute of the ball game. I'm just saying. So, no,
are you kidding me?
No,
you're joking me. Seriously?
No, I'm serious. No plasma screens in front. I had this. I was at a high school sporting event. In fact, this week, and on our way back, we stopped at a typical chain style restaurant that has big screens up, and they serve the usual burgers. I went into there. It was. I did not miss one moment.
Oh my goodness.
Of the NHL hockey game that was on. So there it is. But no, so there's no law that's been violated here, right?
No, no law.
All right. Now, topic number two. Single mom gets fired before her first day of work because of a Facebook post. Now, we've seen some more of this that's gone on. Be careful with social media. Stop yammering out there until you get, you know, well ensconced in your new position. But that's not what happened here.
No. Well, she was going to start working at a daycare. And she writes on Facebook, I start my new job today, but I absolutely hate working at daycare. LOL. It's all good. I just really hate being around a lot of kids. So this went viral, went to a bunch of people, the daycare found out about it, and they just said, you know, don't bother showing up at work. And you're right, when you were introing it, exactly right, that, you know, it happens again and again and again. Teenagers, you know, in Texas, a teacher in Georgia, a Denver math teacher, I mean, they all post things that they shouldn't be posting, and whether it's employment or, you know, your school, you know, they can fire you over stuff like this.
Yeah, to use to use an old phrase here, it's a little crude, but you know, vomiting all over social media here. It's your parents will tell you, you know, keep some things to yourself. You have
exactly.
You know, we not only have a right to privacy in this country, but certain things should be common sense that you share with others and other stuff. But people share everything now.
Yeah,
it's like the inner monologue is out, and isn't
and
that the point of calling it an inner monologue?
Right. Exactly. Inner. They share too much, and I don't really understand what that compulsion is, really, to just, you know, tell everybody, you know, in your Facebook, well, today I'm doing this and this, you know, I'm going to the bathroom, the restroom, and the bar. You know, people nobody needs to know that unless you're, you know, family members. They don't need to, people just don't need to know all that stuff.
No, and again, away from the legal side, the vanity side here, who cares that you absolutely hate working at a daycare? You have a job. Either do it or don't, or quit, or go find something else.
Right, but exactly. Keep it to yourself that you hate. I mean, it's just this common sense. And I feel bad, a little bit bad for this woman because she's a single mom. She has, you know, she has a daughter of her own. She's like, don't hate kids. I have my own. And she said, I was just venting, and I'm so sad I lost my job because of my own stupidity. So she knows she'd done wrong. But it's just, you can't do it. I've known journalists, you know, who in the city who've tweeted or Facebook things, and they've lost their jobs over it. I mean, you just can't be doing that stuff.
If she doesn't name the place, though, I guess she gets on a lot
of
kids.
No, because she says, like, I hate working with a lot of kids. Well, any daycare. Like, right, you're right. If she was on it and said, you know, an XYZ daycare, well, that would be even worse because she's maligning her soon-to-be employer.
Right.
But, no, she wasn't doing that. But still, it's bad enough to say, you know, it's like you can slough through the interview saying, oh, I love kids. And then you write that on Facebook.
Right, there you go.
There you go.
So, but if she initially had said, okay, you know, I just don't like the new place where I'm working and left it at that, she might have been okay. But part of her terms of employment are, I love working with kids. She said, I hate working with kids. So
right,
she
kind
of blew it right there. Okay,
exactly.
Topic three, in Louisiana. All right, we're going down to the bayou. Jefferson Davis, not just Jefferson, Jefferson Davis Parish in Louisiana has effectively banned anybody from exposing their underwear or skin from beneath. We're talking about saggy pants now.
Yes,
you can't sag the pants.
Saggy pants ordinance, $50 right. for the first first violation, $100 after that. And I thought, well, it's just Louisiana only. No, it's happening in many other places. Ocala, Florida has a fine of $500. Wildwood, New Jersey, let's see, it's 25 to 100 for first-time offenders. But in Miami, Florida, they declared it unconstitutional, this law, because it is, it's freedom of speech, free expression. So it's kind of free expression butts into indecency laws. And that's sort of the rub there.
Do businesses have the right, though, as private or publicly owned entities, but that are public on the stock market, but private in terms of, do they have the ability to say no saggy pants in my business?
You know, that's interesting because they certainly, you've seen all those no shoes, no shirt, no service.
For years,
kind of thing.
Forever.
Right. As long, yes. I mean, the answer is yes. As long as it's not for a discriminatory purpose. Like, if they're only blacks that they say you can't do it, or only Native Americans, or, you know, something like that, or only women, but women don't usually wear saggy pants. But if it's a protected class, then you can't discriminate. But if it's just somebody, you know, what I see in walking around in New York and elsewhere is kids, you know, teenagers, maybe early 20s, black, white, it doesn't matter. Race doesn't seem to be an issue here. But they're wearing the saggy pants with a T-shirt and then like a really expensive, you know, sneaker, tennis shoe. And it's just, it's kind of sad because the whole thing, the whole trend started back in the 90s when people in prison were told, you can't wear belts. You know, and I can see that. Well, you're in prison, you can't wear belts. But why would we want to emulate? Why do kids want to emulate people in prison? I mean, it's sort of sad.
Well, I'm not sure. I guess the one thing I'm thankful for, though, is since we don't want to see your underwear. But I'm just happy they are wearing underwear, okay?
So I guess that's true.
Because
too.
I've seen a couple of cases out at the store where people's pants have gone all the way down. Because
oh,
they
my
sag
God.
No, no, it's happened in there quickly, and it's just, it's not a pretty picture.
Not
so,
pretty.
At any rate, Lise Wheel, we always are pleased to have her aboard, Fox News legal analyst, author of Lethal Beauty, which is now challenging Margaret Mitchell and Gone with the Wind for number one bestseller of all time. She's doing very well with that, and always great to talk to you. Thanks for being here,
so
Lise.
Thanks so much. You got it.
Lise Wheel, as always, on a Wednesday here with the Legalese segment, and we'll have more on the Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley, yours truly. This is 1320 WILS.